This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, with it being half full, the energy that was still there was outstanding. You know, the fans were into it. They were energetic. They were loud and proud tonight, and that was awesome to be a part of that.
What's up? Given all the questions that hovered over the Sabres this summer, over Jack and the players that you lost, what was it like to, what did this team show you? It's one game. But what did this team show, maybe Buffalo, its doubters, its critics, tonight with this performance?
I think first and foremost, it's not what you don't have, it's what you do have. And that starts with our leadership with Donnie. Putting together a plan that works for the guys that we have in the room. We are a team that are young, can skate fast, are going to make mistakes, but are going to do it out of passion. I think we've got a little bit of naiveness right now, too, where, we're just going out there and playing what we're told to do and reading and reacting. We've got a system that allows guys to handle the puck, make plays, not be afraid to make a mistake. And that starts with Donnie giving them the confidence to do that and not bench them and not yell at them. It's like, hey, you tried it, it didn't work, let's make a better play next time. And, that's a recipe for success. I've been around a long time, and you see teams that grow and that compete on a nightly basis are teams that possess the puck.
Your first save was a breakaway shorthanded, and obviously that gave the team a big lift. Could you feel them grabbing some momentum from that save?
Yeah, I think, playing goal is your job is to make timely saves, make the saves when you need them the most. And, them on the other side of things, when you have momentum and you give up a bad one, you can really take the wind out of your sails for your team as well. So it's a tough position to be in, definitely a mental battle. But at the same time, the rewards are high when you can step up for your team and give them that lift to know that, hey, I can make a play, I can try to make a play, and at the end of the day, I bust my butt to get back and force the guy to make pressure. My goalie's going to, do his best to make the save.
So much has been talked about what you accomplished in Washington last year, especially the mentorship role, but how much did you want to show that you can still be the guy and still be a starting goalie and still lead a team, the way that you did tonight?
I think it's a mindset. I think, last year, knowing the role I was in, it was a mindset of, hey, do your role exceptional. What can I do to help the team? And, with this squad, whether it's, playing 30 games, 50, I don't know what the future holds. But if I go out there every day and prove to the guys that I want to be out there and earn it, and just like everyone else out there has to earn it, whether you're 40, 15, 25, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the age. It comes out to what's your work ethic and when you're ready to put in the work boots to make it happen.
Can you clarify, a couple of us have questions, whether you were considering retiring after last year?
I think for the last couple of years I've been considering retiring. I mean, if we go just dating back to 17 when we went to the conference finals, we go to the cup, I probably do walk away. And I just felt that, it's kind of been, in the mindset for the last few years. And at the end of the day, after sitting at home for a couple months in the summer, I've got the drive and the eagerness to get back to the gym and get back on the ice. So as long as that drive is there, you'll always contemplate it. But at the end of the day, you have to go out there and say, hey, I left everything out there and it wasn't enough, and now it's time.
What stood out to you about the presence Kyle Okposo has on this team?
Great leadership qualities, a guy that does the work in daily, says the right things, does the right things. And, it shows tonight that he's got some offensive skill and offensive ability to chip in. You know, some of the plays he made entering the zone stick out. Obviously, the goal he scored. But a guy like that that we can all look to that does it right on a daily basis is something that, you know, I think it's monumental.
How much fun was tonight just being around some of those younger guys too? Like, did they give you that jolt of energy there?
Yeah, I think, you know, the energy that our team brings right now, I know it's one game, but it starts in practice, and we've seen that. The guys enjoying to be here, enjoying working for each other, battling on a daily basis. It spreads like wildfire, and that's, you know, it forces myself and some of the other guys that maybe are just kind of feeling things out to really ramp things up and make sure that you're doing everything you're doing that you can to keep pushing the young guys, because there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be days where they're not feeling it, and it's our job as veteran guys to make sure that we try to bring it and sustain that energy level.
With those young guys having that motor, how, as a veteran, does that inspire you to play with that kind of motor?
You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, you want to look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm doing everything I can, and you see the guys, obviously the younger legs, they're going to go, they've got the energy to do it, and, you know, again, it's one of those things where we feed off each other, and, you know, there's no man left behind. You don't want to be the guy that's sitting there huffing and puffing because you didn't do enough in practice and you're not in shape. So, you know, these young guys, the old guys, everyone's, it's the same rope we're all pulling on. We have the same goal, and we're all kind of working together towards it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.